How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard. This is a show about pro wrestling, and we are giving you another edition of Stupid Questions. One of us asks the other person a question. They have to answer off the top of their head. They've had no preparation. It could be a question that requires, you know, a lot of thought, or it could be something ridiculous and dumb, hence the title of this segment. So it is my turn this time, and Leonard, this will require a little bit of thought. So, okay. Name one thing you would add, change, or delete about pro wrestling right now.
Oh, man. Well, one thing I would add, change, or delete.
Yep.
Pro wrestling right now.
While you're thinking of it, Leonard, I will just say, and I won't give any examples, but like, I'll just say there was one immediate, like when I looked at some of like forums and stuff on this, there was one immediate and very consistent answer. And then there were some answers that you would expect to hear from people. But if anything comes to your mind,
AEW doesn't exist.
Wow. Really?
I want Tony Khan to not exist. How about that?
Wow.
How about that? I want a person with a brain in their head that knows how to book wrestling in charge of AEW. If you want a real number two promotion that can rival WWE.
Well,
my second thing would be I don't like garbage wrestling, and I would like there to be more of a focus on in-ring work and not on, as you know, I call them the flippy dudes. I would like less flippy dudes and more technical guys. There are so many guys who seem to wrestle like they learned it from playing video games. So not so much delete those guys, but I wish that there was maybe more of a concerted effort, because there are still plenty of guys around from the previous eras who could be trainers. And who could train these guys. So I think, so the AEW thing was me being facetious. I'll give you that. But okay,
I was going to launch into a debate with you.
That's me being facetious. I would not want them to go away.
Were you trying to antagonize me there?
Yes, I was. I was 100% trying to antagonize you on that. So I wouldn't want them to go away. But as you know, I don't really like their booking. I don't like what they do over there. So if it's anything AEW related, I would like a different booking concept. And I would like less flippy dudes. So my main thing here would be I would like not necessarily old school, but more all around well-trained wrestlers and not guys who are just doing cool stuff to do cool stuff, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. And so we don't have to go into a full debate on AEW.
Okay.
But I will say that I would agree. Like, so I will say this. If not for AEW right now, I would not be watching anything right now.
That's fair enough.
Because I legitimately do not like and I do not like the WWE product right now. And I said when we reviewed WrestleMania, I said it then, that there was nothing that made me want to continue watching. And in this case, it wasn't just a fan, you know, talking out of his ass. I legitimately have not watched, other than if a clip comes across my social media feed, I will check that out. But
how about this? Let me say this to you, because I need to be honest with the fact that, as you know, I haven't watched AEW in a very long time.
Right.
So I don't know if we're going to do this for next week because I don't know what our timing is going to be like. But I'm going to watch. Like what should I watch? Should I watch an episode of Dynamite?
Honestly, I don't know if it's worth me recommending you to watch, because I don't know if it's changed enough based on the one match we reviewed. Actually, we reviewed more than a match. We reviewed, I reviewed some pay-per-views
that you commented on
with me.
Yeah.
But, you know, so let me say this about AEW. It is not perfect. There are botches and stuff, and there are, there's booking that I agree with, booking that I don't agree with. I think Tony Khan is far from perfect, but I think he should be given the same leeway that any booker in their tenure of a company should have been given, in that there's going to be ups and downs. Now, as you were saying about the type of wrestling, if that's not your thing, then that's
right. I think that's going to be a big roadblock, even if I do watch AEW.
Yeah.
That I just don't like that type of wrestling.
Right, and that's fair.
And that's fair. And again, the fact that you do is also fair.
Right.
And I'm not a big fan of WWE right now either. We've talked about that. I'm not really watching anything current because it's just nothing is really my cup of tea right now.
Right. And like, this is my favorite wrestling thing that I currently have in my life. This show. Because,
well, thank you.
I am soured on the business right now. I truly, truly am. And one of the things that came up immediately when I searched for this question, let's go back to the question just for a second.
Yes.
Is changing the fans.
Oh, I didn't even, as a fan, I was thinking of the product.
Right. And I, understandably so. And it was, you know, what I, now I've said it on this show many times, but what I also.
And we had an entire show where we talked about fandom.
Tribalism.
And tribalism. So we, I mean, we have covered this.
That's what it is. And, you know, and even Dave Meltzer has commented, you know, on the tribalism. And so that came up as like a general one. Other people got more specific. One that you would probably agree with, Leonard, that you heard was less belts.
Yeah.
And like,
if you have less belts, they mean more and you can focus on them more. I mean, if everybody, because AEW has a lot of belts. I mean, that's a fair criticism, right? Don't they have? And
yeah,
WWE does too, because if you throw in NXT.
Oh, yeah. But yes, both companies suffer from that, both of them.
Yeah, both do. And I think, and also too, with all the women's titles. I mean, WWE doesn't need, do they still have like two sets of like women's tag belts?
I know they have two women's champion belts. I know they had a tag.
Well, they have two. They have the two, the Intercontinental and U.S. women's.
Two, yeah. They have a ton of women's belts.
So even if you count NXT, I think you're looking at what, eight? Something like eight women's belts?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, not. I mean, I don't know how many women's belts are in ROH, but I know AEW has two women's belts. They have a main one and a secondary one. Having said that, those two champions are facing each other at the big event they have coming up, All In.
I'm of the mind, I like the idea of like a world belt, a mid-card belt, and then a tag belt. And then as far as the women's goes, probably a women's belt and then a low-card women's belt, I think, is fine.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not necessarily against a low-card belt if you can do something with it, like even a hardcore title, because it's a different.
Right.
If you're making it – or the X Division title in TNA.
Right.
If you're doing something very specific and different with it.
So you mentioned the X Division. I don't listen to Eric Bischoff's podcast anymore because I don't like it, but – when I did listen to it, and one of the things he harped on was about during his time in TNA, he kept asking people while he worked there to define the X Division. And they're like, it's extreme. And like, nobody could really define to him what it meant. And so he thought it was ridiculous when for a while, the X Division was really what drew eyes to.
Right, right, right. I would define it as like a combination of the late WCW cruiserweight division and ECW.
That's kind of the way I always looked at it too.
Yeah.
But
so before we go off, question time again. Again, we're doing the World Wrestling Federation Attitude and Review Game questions. Chad is going to get three this time. So two of these are really good, and I don't know the answers to them. Which wrestling personality joined Jim Ross to portray an announcer in the movie Man on the Moon?
Oh.
So this would be the Kaufman-Lawler match. And I do remember Jim Ross being in it, but yeah. I have no idea who was next to him.
That is a really good question. Mm-hmm. And I do not remember who it was.
I just looked at the back of the card. It's who you would have guessed. It's Lance Russell.
Oh, okay. Well,
they brought in Lance Russell. I was thinking it would have been like a worker, you know, somebody.
Right.
In December of 1998, Rolling Stone magazine featured a major article on which World Wrestling Federation superstar.
What year was it?
98, December of
98. Either Stone Cold or The Rock.
That would be my guess, and it was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
And then finally, what are the individual names of the Insane Clown Posse? So who are the two guys in the Insane Clown Posse?
Unfortunately, I know the answer to this, which is Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope.
I also knew the answer, so no shame in your game. Your celebrity of the week is Trish Stratus.
Trish Stratus. All right, there we go. All right. Let us know in the comments what you thought of this question. We could have had a whole show on this.
I think so. I'm glad we cut it off, though.
But yeah, yeah, for sure. We could have kept going. But anyway, let us know what you thought. Check out our podcasts as well. Like, subscribe, all that great stuff. Thank you for checking us out. For Leonard, my name is Chad. We will see you next week.